So you got given a jigsaw piece when you came in today. We're going to be thinking about jigsaws because we're thinking about being part of God's family. So today in our Bible reading, we heard about Jesus being baptized. And in our service today, Kaya's been baptized. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about baptism. Now, the other day when we talked about, at the beginning of Lent, we looked at Jesus' baptism and we noticed that Jesus didn't really need to be baptized in terms of repenting of his sins because he didn't have any sins. But he chose to do that because it talked about that as being something that was going to happen. It says about fulfilling righteousness. But also, I think it was so he could show he was the same as all the people on earth. And at the beginning of his ministry, just like at the beginning of our Christian faith, he chose to be baptized. So, as we're baptized, we become part of a family of fellow Christians here at St. James, but also across the world, because there are Christians across the world who are also part of a much bigger family. So have a look at your piece of jigsaw now. Can you guess? Can anybody guess what the whole puzzle might be? James, what do you think?
It is the church.
You're very quick. You're on today, aren't you? Yes. It is the James's church. There are actually two different pictures of St. James's Church, and we're going to make them up. I've done them several times. So we can make them into jigsaws at the end if you want to. I've put a number on the back so you can match up with the puzzle that's got the same numbers. That's a little challenge, but in coffee time, if anybody would like to do that. When we say the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Your kingdom come." And just as all our jigsaw pieces together are going to make up pictures, God has got a big picture of his kingdom. And in his kingdom, there's going to be love, joy, peace, and hope. At the moment, we only see a little part of God's kingdom, but our prayer is that his kingdom will come on earth, and we'll eventually see the whole picture. And when we're baptized, as Kaya's been today, we become part of God's plan to bring that big picture of his kingdom to our earth. And only God knows what that whole picture looks like. But it's as if when we take up this little piece, we say to God, "I want to be part of your picture." So when we get baptized, we're saying that to God. And as part of God's family, like the pieces of the jigsaw, we are never alone. We're all doing this together. We're all walking together. And like the jigsaw pieces, we're joined with many, many other people. And many of whom are very different to us. If you look at the pieces of a jigsaw, maybe there aren't quite so many different shaped pieces here today, but in your average jigsaw, all the pieces are different shapes, aren't they? It makes it quite tricky. But it's so important, isn't it, that although all the pieces look different, they are all an important part of that picture, and none of the pieces can make the picture by themselves. And you know, it's really good to keep reflecting on that, because so often we don't feel that we're really important. We spend a lot of time, don't we, comparing ourselves to other people, thinking that we should be more like their shape of jigsaw. But that's actually not the key thing to do, because if we were all the same shape, we wouldn't make a good picture, would we? Because they wouldn't fit together. It's so important to be the shape of person that God has called us to be. And that way we make his beautiful picture, the church. And at the end of our reading today, you'll remember that God spoke to Jesus from heaven and said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." When we get baptized, we too become children of God, part of his family. And he loves us, and he's pleased with us, and has a plan for each of our lives. And he'll walk with us through those plans. So we're going to use our jigsaw pieces now to have a little bit of thinking time together, okay? So I'd like you to hold your jigsaw. So first of all, hold it out on your hand in front of you and have a little look at it and think about all the good things in your life. And maybe ask God to help you to see the big picture of the plan that he has for your life. I want you to look at your jigsaw piece and look at all the bits that stick out on your piece. And think about all the people who reach out to help and show love to others. Think about the way that you reach out and show love to other people around you. And now I'd like you to look at the bits where there are spaces that are waiting to be filled, those bits that go in. Think about maybe you're feeling like you have got something missing, or you've lost someone, or perhaps you know someone who's feeling like that, feeling there's something missing in their lives, or feeling that they've lost something at the moment. Ask God to help you or them to know that they are loved by him. Remember that you are God's precious child who he loves. He is well pleased with you. Now try and fit your piece of jigsaw into the piece of the person next to you. Does it fit? It probably doesn't fit, does it? What I want you to do now is to think about people, and this might be you, but it might be other people who find it hard. People who find it hard to fit in. People who perhaps moved to a new place. People who perhaps don't feel like they've got lots of friends at the moment. Pray that each person will feel that they have peace, they've got friends, and they've got happiness. Yeah? And then last of all, hold your peace and think about someone from your community, your friends or your family that you would like to pray for today. So just think about them now, and we'll just say a prayer for them now. Lord, I thank you for that person who I'm thinking of right now. You know exactly how they need your love today, and we ask you to bless them and help them. Amen.